WBTV's Good Question is a member of the Queen City Podcast Network. Listen to your city at queencitypodcastnetwork.com.
A quick note before we begin. This week's episode includes conversation about mental health and suicide. Listener discretion is advised. September is Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. Suicide is a tough topic to talk about, but an important one. According to the CDC, 46,000 people died by suicide in 2020 in the United States. How do we talk to people about mental health, and why is it important to highlight suicide prevention awareness? We are asking a licensed counselor.
Would you rather have that tough conversation, or would you rather find out they are dead?
This is WBTV's Good Question. We are talking to Bailey Pitts. She is a licensed clinical mental health counselor based out of Charlotte. She's with Sun Counseling and Wellness. Bailey, thank you for joining us.
Of course. Thank you, guys.
Absolutely. We always appreciate it when we can have you folks from Sun Counseling and Wellness on, because not only are you guys experts, but you are also fun to talk to and interact with, and we appreciate it.
Thank you.
First things first, how are you doing, and how are things over at Sun Counseling and Wellness?
They're going great. I'm doing well too. We are definitely seeing, this is a busier month. As school starts, oftentimes we do see an uptick in requests and referrals. So yeah, we're very happy to be able to help everyone.
Gotcha. I was going to ask, in general, 2020, 2021, now 2022, what have you been hearing from folks when it comes to your conversations and your sessions? How are people doing in general?
Well, you know, with COVID, over that period of time, you know, we've definitely seen an increase in depression, anxiety, general mental health struggles. And it's definitely been tough. You know, the isolation that came with COVID definitely did not help the mental health crisis that is going on in our country today. So it's definitely been tough.
Yeah. It seems like across the country, more people are talking about mental health out in the open, like you see it on talk shows and even on sports shows. Is that a good thing, or do you think that's making some people dwell on it more?
I personally think it's a great thing. I think that it's decreasing stigma for a long time, and even still very much today, there is a stigma around mental health struggles and people not wanting to discuss it. And I do believe that when we have more open, honest conversations about mental health, it allows the people that need help to feel more comfortable and more able to get the help that they need. So I overall think that it's a great thing.
Do you find that people have a difficult time talking about their mental health whenever they're talking with you?
I definitely do think some people really struggle with it. Other people are much more comfortable talking about it. I will say one thing that I'm pretty grateful for is that this generation that's coming up now of teenagers, I do believe they're much more open, much more comfortable talking about it, Gen Z in particular. So some people are struggle just with being vulnerable and open in general, but I will say this, like I said, this generation seems to be much more comfortable talking about it.
That's so interesting. Why do you think there's any reason for that, or?
Kind of like, I think exactly what you said. I think we're hearing people in general talk about it more on things like talk shows and TVs. And so I think when we hear about it more, we're more comfortable talking about it.
Easy enough, right? That makes sense.
For sure.
You say you see a spike in folks coming in at the start of the school year. Is that mostly, you think, school-related stress and anxiety that's leading some kids to reach out to you guys?
Absolutely. I think with school happening, and there is a lot of pressure on kids to perform at school as well, and then they're around their friends more, which I think also can create interpersonal difficulties as well. So people are more likely to seek out help. I also think over the summer, people are vacationing a lot. And so when they come back home, because they have to be here for school, people are more likely to reach out as well.
Makes sense. September is, of course, Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. How important is it that we highlight suicide prevention and give it its own month?
It's so important. Suicide is the 12th leading cause of death in the United States. And then in the, according to some studies by the CDC, it is the, there's 46,000 people in 2020 that died from suicide. And there was 1.2 million suicide attempts in 2020. So obviously this is something that needs to be taken seriously, and it really does need an entire month where we really talk about the things that can help prevent suicide from happening.
Absolutely. I know it can be kind of taboo to even talk about suicide. Do you think that's part of the problem, or do you think it's good that we kind of tread lightly when we approach that discussion?
It's definitely part of the problem. A lot of suicides that do happen because they're not talked about. I would even say within my own work, if you're talking about suicide, then it's a lot less likely to happen. And what is really need to be encouraged in conversations is for people to seek treatment and to contact their doctors or their therapist. I can tell everybody, don't ever be afraid to ask someone, how are you doing? Sit down, talk with them in private, listen to their story. Make sure that you're very direct as well in conversations. Are you feeling suicidal? Are you having suicidal thoughts? Because you truly never know just by asking that simple question. And not, it's a hard question. You might save someone's life in that instance.
And I was just about to follow up there, because do you have any advice for how you ask that hard question? Like, is it like you just walk in the door, like, good to see you, be like, okay, I need to ask you, you know, are you thinking about suicide? Yeah. Like, how do we do that?
Well, so I have some specific steps, six specific steps that you can take when having a conversation with someone about this. And this is actually right off of the internet from the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. So it's easily accessible. And number one, you want to talk to them in private if you have any suspicion. And then number two, you want to listen to their story. Number three, you want to ask them directly if they're thinking about suicide. Number four, you then want to encourage them to seek treatment or contact their doctor or therapist. And if someone tells you they're actively suicidal and have a plan, obviously you want to encourage them to call the 988 number, 988. That is the suicide crisis line that just was launched a couple months, weeks ago. And then lastly, you want to avoid debating value of life, minimizing their problems, or giving them advice on how to solve their problems.
Ooh, that, you know, obviously it's a heavy conversation in general, but it sounds like it could be tricky to have that conversation with someone as well. Do you agree?
Oh, it could be one of the hardest conversations that someone has to have in their entire life. It's not a light conversation. Obviously someone is having thoughts about ending their life, so it's very hard.
But you emphasize the importance, though, of asking that question, and said it's very important to ask them if they are actively contemplating that.
Right. Well, and, you know, I always tell people, Alex, is would you rather have that tough conversation, or would you rather find out, you know, weeks later that they are dead and you could have done maybe something to help?
That's difficult to even wrap your head around and think about that.
For sure.
You mentioned the 988 Lifeline being recently launched. Do you think that was a good move? Do you think that's already been an improvement for care across the country?
Sure. I mean, having a simple three-digit number to call in crisis is so helpful because it just makes it so much more simple. And I definitely think it's going to make a huge impact on suicide prevention in the future.
Absolutely. We mentioned, you know, having the conversation, but we still hear about stories and situations and even prominent people who it's like, wow, we had no idea that they were feeling that way or having those type of thoughts. Is there anything we should be doing routinely, even if we don't suspect something is wrong? Should we still just be checking on someone's well-being?
Yeah, check in with your friends, check in with your families. Don't be afraid to have conversations that, you know, are deep, that, you know, aren't just surface level, because you never know what people are going through. People can present like everything's going fine, but really just take a second with your friends and family and say, how are you really doing? What's going on? T- Tell me your struggles. Cause you just don't know.
Gotcha. Is there any advice you'd have for someone where, you know, they haven't actively said they're thinking about harming themselves, but you are just kind of worried about them? Any advice as to how to tell someone, hey, I'm a little worried about you. Is it that easy?
No, it's tough. Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, you want to listen to their story. That's what's really important. Mm-hmm. You want to have that conversation, make sure you're having it private. And you know, I think it can be a hard conversation, but you never know what having that conversation could do for someone. And sometimes you may even get a reaction back from them that maybe is not very appreciative, but you're going to feel much more at peace with yourself and with that relationship if you, you know, say, I think you would benefit from getting help than if you didn't and something happened.
Absolutely. Is there any, or do you have any general advice as to how to uplift someone? Is there any playbook or guidelines of how to make someone happier?
Well, you know, I think it's tough because mm-hmm. it's important that we remember that we're not necessarily responsible for another's emotional well-being. But at the same time, you know, there's always things that we can do to cheer people up. And that's just sometimes as simple as sitting down and calling someone or, you know, asking them to do something that involves quality time where you go out and grab lunch or you grab dinner or, you know. Sometimes it never even hurts to say like, hey, I've got your favorite candy. I've got your favorite this. And you never know what a bright spot that you could be in someone's day by just doing something as simple as even sending a text. Hey, I'm thinking about you.
That's a good point. It's the little things sometimes, right?
Yes, absolutely. The little things are important. They matter.
Should our method of communication change if we're talking to teens or adolescents versus adults when it comes to some of these serious topics?
I would say not as much because the directness is key with whatever age group. It's important to be like honest and direct. Now granted, like your language might look a little bit different when having a conversation with a 13-year-old versus like a 65-year-old.
Sure,
of course,
sure.
But for the most part, no.
Absolutely. Have you found that folks who are younger are more at risk for suicide? Is that something that's just, you know,
Well, the most likely demographic to commit suicide is middle-aged white men. But yes, we have seen, a rise in our practice, at least, of people coming in with, you know, suicidal thoughts that are teens, but yeah.
Do you think that a lot of that is pandemic related or just, you know, the stresses of social media and the new age of going to school?
I think it's both. Mm-hmm. You know, the pandemic, like I said, with the isolation, it definitely hasn't helped. And then, you know, all these teenagers, they have the pressures of school, the pressures of interpersonal relationships, and you put all those things together and it can really create the perfect storm for a mental health crisis.
Absolutely. We talked about talking to folks who we fear might be in crisis. What about the folks who are having feelings of anxiety or depression or feeling about harming themselves? What should they do if they're like, I want to escape these thoughts. I don't want to be thinking this way.
I would encourage them to seek out therapy for sure. Seek out treatment. Just simply by sitting down and having a conversation with a licensed professional can really make a big difference. And you can also learn coping skills and acquire those to kind of help you process everyday life difficulties and anxiety as well as depression.
And any just life advice for how to keep yourself in a positive mindset with everything that a lot of folks have going on in their busy lives these days, any advice as to how to keep yourself positive?
Absolutely. Well, you know, a lot of research shows that gratitude is important. And specifically like gratitude for the small things. You know, an exercise I do with a lot of my patients is I encourage them to, when they wake up in the morning, think about 2 to 3 things that they're looking forward to, that they're grateful for. And it can be small things. It can even be like that cup of coffee that you get from Starbucks in the morning, or it can be big things as well. But that's really important, making sure that you're taking care of your physical health. is very important. Making sure that, you know, you're eating balanced meals, that you're getting 3 meals in a day, that you're, you know, regularly getting physical activity. Also engaging in interpersonal relationships is very important. Getting out of the house, that can be really tough today in our society today where we're working from home a lot. Things are very virtual. So.
Gotcha. That's all great advice though. Bailey, anything else you'd like to add about suicide prevention before we let you go?
Yes. One last thing. In November, there is the walk for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. And I believe it's early November, and I would really encourage everybody to sign up. They're a really wonderful group and are doing a lot of awesome things to prevent suicide.
That is awesome. Thank you for mentioning that. Bailey Pitts from Sun Counseling and Wellness here in Charlotte. We appreciate the time, Bailey.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
WBTV's Good Question is a product of WBTV in cooperation with Queen City Podcast Network and Balto Creative Media. From WBTV, Good Question is produced by Jack Vandertal. Special thanks to Jamie Bull. For the Queen City Podcast Network, WBTV's Good Question is produced by Brian Baltashevitz and Maria Delgado. Production coordinator, Taylor Robinson. It is recorded at the Queen City Podcast Network studios at Huga Coworking in Charlotte, North Carolina.
QueenCityPodcastNetwork.com.